Sport on RT Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
Morning, Ireland. 23 minutes to eight, and Des is here. You've news of the All-Star football team?
Yeah, and it's Kerry and Galway who dominate this year's PWC All-Star football team. It includes 11 players chosen for the first time. That's unusually high. Kerry have 7 players named, Galway 5, Derry have 2 and Dublin 1. The team is Shane Ryan of Kerry and goal, the full back line, Chrissy McCaig from Derry, Jason Foley from Kerry and Liam Silk of Galway. The half-back line, Tadhg Morley from Kerry, John Daly of Galway, Gavin White of Kerry. At midfield, it's Conor Glass from Derry and Killian McDade of Galway. The half-forward line is Paddy Clifford and Sean O'Shea of Kerry, along with Kieran Kilkenny from Dublin. And David Clifford of Kerry is corner forward, alongside the Galway pair of Damien Comer and Shane Walsh. It's a 6th award for Dublin's Kieran Kilkenny and a 4th for David Clifford, who's still only 23. The hurling team will be named tomorrow night. Now, Roscommon's new football manager is Davy Burke, who stepped down as Wicklow manager, having previously led his native Kildare to an All-Ireland under-20 title. Donegal's Mark McHugh will join him on the management ticket. Well, to last night's Champions League action, a couple of really dramatic stories. But first of all, confirmation, Liverpool are through to the knockout stages after a 3-0 win in the Netherlands against Ajax. The goals came from Mo Salah, Darwin Nunez and Harvey Elliott, and secures progress ahead of the visit of Napoli to Anfield next week. Napoli themselves strolled to a 3-0 win over Rangers to set a club record of 12 consecutive victories in all competitions. Let's hear now from Liverpool defender Andy Robertson.
Start of the game was a wee bit, we knew they had to win. Everyone knew what the circumstances were in the game, and they've obviously tried to start fast. I don't think we calmed down quick enough, losing too many balls and things like that. But the important thing was we didn't concede and we stayed in the game. I think they had one big chance, but other than that, we managed to keep it tight. And then it was just about getting the first goal, winning second balls, and Hendo's done unbelievable to pick out Mo. And I think after that goal we really settled down. We started playing our own football, and then second half we really came into our own, and obviously got a massive 3 points, and it's always nice to get through before the last game.
Yeah, well, Tottenham haven't done that. There was huge drama in their game. They drew 1-1 with Sporting Lisbon, but Harry Kane had a 95th minute goal disallowed after a very lengthy VAR delay. It was over 4 minutes delay. The Spurs manager Antonio Conte got a red card for his protest. The ball appeared to be headed backwards and hit off a defender before Kane stuck it in the net. But Spurs stuck with a draw. Bentancur's late header salvaged that draw for them. There's only 2 points separating the four teams in this group. Spurs top with 8. Sporting and Eintracht Frankfurt, who beat Marseille 2-1, each have 7 points, and Marseille have 6, so it comes down to the last games there. Even more drama at Atletico Madrid. The referee appeared to have blown the full-time whistle with the score at 2-2, but then he was called into his ear by VAR, looked at a handball decision and gave a penalty to Atletico Madrid. So if they scored, they would remain in contention in the Champions League. If they missed, they were out. Penalty was saved, rebound came out, Atletico player heads it against the crossbar, comes out, and Atletico player kicks it against the fellow who missed the penalty, who was standing on the line, and it went over the bar. So they're out of the competition. The result ensured Porto advance. They won 4-0 at Bruges. Barcelona lost 3-0 at home to Bayern, so Barca are out because Inter Milan beat Pilsen 4-0. Barca had budgeted for reaching the quarterfinals. They may have to offload players now after Christmas. Here at home, Waterford have 1 foot in the First Division playoff final. An eventful night in Markets Field finished Treaty United 1, Waterford 4, with 2 more goals for Phoenix Patterson and goals also for Junior and Solowabi. The sides meet again at the RSC on Saturday. Longford Town and Galway United drew 2-2. Jordan Adeyemo scored twice for Longford. Mikey Rowe got a brace for Galway. Return leg is on Sunday in Galway. And Australia has become the first World Cup final side to release a collective statement from players criticising host Qatar's human rights record. We'll have more on this in our time. Very strong statement by 16 players who've released a video with each of them sharing the statement. In rugby, Josh van der Fleer and Niamh Jones were named the Players of the Year by the Irish Rugby Writers last night. And racing today is at Clonmel. It starts at 1:45.